The trailer for the second Devil Wears Prada movie has dropped, which immediately piqued my interest because that is one of my go-to sick day movies. Anyway, watching this trailer, I immediately noticed a huge change of dynamic between the two main characters. If you haven't seen this movie, basically there's Miranda Priestly, who's based on former Vogue editor Anna Wintour. She terrorised her staff, but she also serves as an unconventional mentor to Anne Hathaway's character. And the complex relationship between a professional mentor and ambitious mentee, there's fear, admiration, transformation. This new movie seems to put them on a more equal footing. And it got me thinking about the people who shape our careers, our mentors. Some teach with kindness, some with terror, whether they mean to or not. So in a moment, you'll hear from a scientist who's risen to the top and credits her mentors for her success. And you'll also hear from a career coach on what makes a good mentoring relationship. But I'd also love to hear from you about your mentor. What did they teach you and how did they teach you? And with me is Professor Naomi McClure-Griffiths. She's an astrophysicist. In 2004, she discovered a new spiral arm in the Milky Way galaxy. She was awarded the Prime Minister's Malcolm McIntosh Prize for Physical Scientist in 2006, but she chalks up her amazing achievements to the people who got her where she is. Naomi, welcome to Life Matters.
Good morning. Thanks.
Tell me about your mentors.
Ah, well, mentors are everything for me. I've had a couple of good ones, many good ones, but two that really stand out, I think of as being sort of like mom and dad. You know, you need those parents in your work life as much as you need them in your home life when you're developing. And I've had two wonderful ones, Professor Anne Green and Professor Ron Eakers, who really looked after me throughout my career, continue to look after me and check in on me, even though now I don't need them as much as I did when I was a wee little scientist.
Because you've left home and you're out in your adult scientist life now.
Yep.
What kind of things did they teach you?
I think the thing that they did, both of them have done incredibly well, is to empower me and believe in me far earlier than I believed in myself. And I remember her introducing me at some point when I was just a young PhD student, introducing me as somebody who was leading the work that I was doing. And it had never occurred to me that I could be a leader or was a leader. And that sort of empowerment from her really changed the way that I looked at myself. Likewise, Ron was a person has been throughout my career, a person who has nominated me for things when I never would have thought I could possibly get, you know, this prize or that membership into the Academy or whatever. And he put me forward for those things early, and that really boosted my confidence. And I've always been a person who needs a bit of confidence boosting.
They saw your capability before you did.
Absolutely. I think that's something that good mentors really do very well, is that they can see somebody and recognize their strengths and then help them to, you know, see those strengths in themselves.
You talk about good mentors and what they do well. Well, also with us is Nora Breekveld, who's a career coach and the author of Me and My Mentor. Nora, what are the characteristics of a really good mentoring relationship for you?
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about this. Look, I agree very much with your previous speaker about mentors having the ability to empower you, to stretch you, and to advocate for you. And when you're in a good mentoring relationship, say in a work situation, you've also got somebody who can sponsor or advocate for you in situations where you may not be present. So, for example, when there are discussions about who might be a good person for a particular assignment or for a particular promotion or sideways move, if you've got somebody who's got your back and is on your side, that mentor can really advocate for you and open up opportunities for you that you otherwise may not have access to. A good mentor also is somebody who helps you to think differently about a challenge, and not just to say, well, in my experience, this is what I did, but to get you to think differently and to get you to maybe have a different perspective on a challenge you might be facing. And that's really important because the results and the decisions that you make are always best if you've come to that conclusion yourself, rather than if you have somebody say, well, you know, my advice is you do A, B, C or D. So a good mentor really stretches you, gets you to think differently and is a good advocate for you.
It's all very positive. We're hearing Naomi talking about these two incredible people that really kind of advocated for her throughout. And the sorts of relationships that you're talking about, Nora, are very supportive. But just to like bring it around to The Devil Wears Prada again, like in that in that movie, our inspiration today, the mentor is sort of almost like a dragon boss, right? Like a terrible boss. Are there people like that that can still kind of teach you something and bring out the best in you?
Definitely. When you're working with a dragon boss, that's where you often have your best learning. And when I'm coaching and mentoring women in particular, they'll often say, well, you know, I'm looking for a job where I've got a great boss and I've got a great environment. And that's great too. But actually you get your best learning when you're in difficult situations. And you'll develop your leadership capability when you learn to work with difficult people. Having said that, I don't think that a mentor shouldn't really be somebody who's in your direct line of authority. It's not always ideal having your boss as your mentor because often there are situations that you might want to discuss with a mentor that you may not necessarily feel comfortable discussing with a boss.
That's a really interesting distinction there because I'm thinking about sort of seniority, the chain of command, especially when you're in a lower part of your career, everyone above you is teaching you something. But what I'm hearing you say is that you can be quite selective about people who you want to have mentor you. How do you identify those people?
Well, I think first of all, you need to look around and identify who are people who I really admire, value, trust, because some of the things you are going to be talking about are likely to be highly confidential matters, and they could be about your relationship with your boss or relationship with peers of your boss or your own peers. And that's why it's often good to have somebody who knows your work environment but isn't your direct boss, so that you can talk openly and freely. The mentors, when I talk with mentees and mentors, a lot of the mentees say, well, the people that I have selected as mentors were women that I admired who maybe have been on the path that I'm on but are a few years ahead of me, who understand the political dynamics of what I'm going through and who can provide me with some fearless advice, knowing that my conversations are going to be absolutely confidential and won't go any further.
Naomi, thinking about your two incredible mentors, did you approach them or was it something that kind of grew organically?
It grew very organically. I have approached other people, you know, and later when I was more confident, but those two came to me, really sort of looked after me, even to the extent that, you know, Anne Green, I think, told me I should go to bed because I looked sick, kind of looking after me sort of thing. those ones grew up very, very organically. But I now seek out people who I think can bring sort of new insights into my way of thinking as a more mature scientist.
And Naomi, you're a mentor yourself now. What have you brought to those relationships?
I guess, you know, going back to the parenting analogy, I think I probably mentor in the way that I was mentored most effectively, in the way that we parent like we were parented. And I try to have the same degree of openness and caring, and that advocacy that we just heard about is something that I really bring into my mentoring relationship, so that I can, you know, put somebody forward for something, talk about them in a meeting in a way that's positive so that they get a little bit of airtime when they're not there. But I also try to be a very open mentor. You know, I have a box of tissues in my office and that box of tissues gets used.
Nora, thinking about if you want to approach someone for a mentoring relationship briefly, how would you advise people to begin that conversation?
Well, if you're looking, if you have somebody specifically in mind and you know that individual, often it's as simple as just saying, hey, can we catch up for a drink or a coffee, or can I buy you lunch or something? I've got something that I'd really value your advice or your perspective on. And then the relationship can grow from there. And I think that's often a really effective way of starting a relationship. You can, of course, go to somebody and say, will you be my mentor and can we meet once a month? Mm-hmm. And that can work too. But often that informal, can we just catch up? I've got something I just need another perspective on, can be a really nice way of starting a relationship. And then there isn't necessarily that formality, but you can introduce the formality of, you know, regular catch-ups if and when you need to.
Well, Nora, Naomi, thank you both so much for sharing your insights today. Nora Briegveldt is author of Me and My Mentor, and Professor Naomi McClure-Griffiths is an astrophysicist at the Australian National University and chief scientist of the SKA Observatory. And I'm loving your texts. One person says, I worked with a Miranda Priestley when I worked in the fashion buying office of a major retail organisation. While it was hard, I learned how to plan and manage time and business information. To this day, I still use the technique. Jan says, my mentors were older staff members who taught me all the things we didn't learn at teachers' college. And another says, the best mentor gives the mentee the confidence to follow their own ideas and instincts.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.